There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Destination Education is sponsoring a training for all teachers, Sunday school techers. Learn how to design and deliver high-quality virtual and in-person instruction. Participants will gather relevant techniques and tips to teach in the church. And this in-service is designed for all teachers in the church, and it will be provided in person and virtually. There is no charge. We invite you to share in this opportunity. To find out more and to register, go to nonelikehimanywhere.org where you can sign up. That's nonelikehimanywhere.org. We look forward to seeing you on October 23rd. Welcome to In His Presence, and thank you so much for being with us on today. Today, our scripture passage comes from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproach, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. In 1844, tens of thousands of people in Massachusetts expected the world to come to an abrupt end. Following the teachings of William Miller, who claimed that he knew the date of Christ's second coming, many militarites sold all they had, all their possessions, their farms, their cattle. Many stopped even taking care of their crops. There was no need. Jesus was coming back. They wanted to prepare for that great day when they would all go to heaven. On October 22nd, the Millerites, many in what they called their ascension robes that they either made or had made, climbed on mountains, some in trees, to speed up their ascension to heaven. Only after a long period of waiting, only to realize that this was not the day. They were disappointed. Many were left with nothing, having sold or given away everything. Many have followed such leaders. Pastor Camping was an evangelistic radio minister, and he spent millions of dollars to put up thousands of billboards to broadcast the end of the world. And then he gave up public prophecy when his date-specific doomsday did not come on May 21st, 2011. His ministry spent so much money to spread the word that Jesus is coming back on May 21st. More than 5,000 billboards and 20 RVs plastered with the Judgment Day message. We, all of us, sometimes stumble as we seek to come to an understanding of what the scripture says. Written in the first century, the scripture is speaking to us today about how to understand the message of the gospel during our time and how it should influence our decisions and our behaviors. William Miller, Harold Camping, clearly misunderstood what they felt they needed to share. We must all study to show ourselves approved unto God. It is so critical that the word of truth be rightly divided. We need to know what God is saying to us in the scriptures. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. The word is in fact blessed and true. But as faithful students of the word, we must understand and apply these truths in the correct context. We cannot lift a passage out of context and apply our own meaning to it. Many have been led astray by teachers who claim to have a unique and in many cases self-serving interpretation of the word that reinforce the belief that only they can bring the truth of the gospel. Beware of such leaders. The only indispensable Savior of the world is Jesus Christ. It is He and He alone who is absolutely essential to our salvation. There are many who have never bowed their knee to Baal, and they never will. We all need to align ourselves in a body of Christ that teaches truth, but understand that there are also others who Christ has called and others who are faithfully serving Him. The Word stands on its own. We must be careful not to input so much of our point of view and our cultural bias that God's word becomes our greatly modified version of what we think God should be saying. We are completely and totally dependent on God, and when we study, read His word and pray, He will open our eyes to His truth. We must study the word and seek God in order to share His word with His people. We cannot allow ourselves to be drawn away from our assignment. We must speak truth. We must care for those who are lost and suffering. We must share the word and bring people to Christ. Social programs to serve the physical needs of people should be a part of what we do as the people of God, but not all of what we do. We must never forget that our service to mankind grows out of our love for mankind and the needs of men and women, boys and girls, can never, ever be completely met without coming to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We must share the gospel, the true gospel of Jesus Christ, the whole gospel of Jesus Christ. Very sincere and God-loving people can be led astray when they allow themselves to take their eyes off Jesus and then focus them on an individual. The words of the scripture must not only be memorized, they must be understood. Many are led astray by individuals who elevate a passage out of context or give a biased interpretation. that some might describe as poor exposition of the scripture, lifting the words without a complete understanding of the context and the meaning. Many would agree that the last days are only partially a matter of the calendar. To say, for instance, that my study has revealed that Jesus is coming in October, perhaps October 30th, is a particular date that the Bible does not teach. Some believe the last days are less a matter of a particular date, but rather a season. Seasons can be understood even by a child. Are the leaves falling from the trees? Is the air changing from warm to cool? Does the calendar show us that fall and winter are approaching? In much the same way, as we look at the scriptures, we can see that we are in a particular season. How long is the season? From our standpoint, or from our point of view, it may last a few months. But what of God's point of view? A day to us is 24 hours, but a day to God, now that is a different matter. He wants us to know the seasons, naturally and spiritually, and to prepare ourselves. But he also clearly states in Matthew 24:36, "But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." But God continues to speak to the hearts of his servants, providing guidance and preparation for their service at this time in this world. A missionary, a native of the Caribbean and living on St. Thomas, told me of an experience she had. She felt she needed to collect shoes. Was it some kind of symptom of a hoarder disorder? It might have looked like it, but she got all the shoes that she could and took them with her as she was going to share the gospel in another area. She added simply that when she arrived there, under the trees as they approached, there were children with no shoes. Context means everything. God guides and directs us daily when we submit our lives to him. He speaks to our heart. As we study his word and seek him daily, he is ever present to meet needs and answer prayers. As this missionary sought God about how to prepare for this trip, he answered. She not only needed a message to share, she needed shoes for those who had none. Christ will return and we will see him face to face. But our focus then and now should be on fulfilling his will in the here and now. Many of us, like the teens who are instructed to complete certain tasks before parents return home, find ourselves looking out of the window, wondering, do we have the time to get it all done? We must turn our full energy to fulfilling the commission, completing our assignment, and being found not only ready, but anxious to see him when he comes. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you have given us hope that you will return for your people. Help us to fulfill the great commission you have assigned to your people so that we will be ready for your return. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in His presence.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.